position number 21398, wheel 3.
George Moody, reel 3. Whilst you were in the Belfast in the Far East, did you have anything to do with the Yanks incident of 1949?
Yes, we did. As you know, the Yanks incident happened and the London was fired upon. The Concorde was fired upon and the consort was fired upon. And the Amethyst. We were in Hong Kong at the time, and we embarked 300 British soldiers and went up to the Yangtze, went to a place called Alacrity Anchorage, and we were there with a couple of destroyers. And these 300 soldiers were dispersed throughout the ship, so many in each mess. Well, we had 3 in 28 mess, our mess. And one incident happened one day where Abel Seaman Murphy, who was in our mess, who loved his tot beyond anything, his tot of rum, that being, this day, we were just pouring the tots out when we decided to give these 3 soldiers a sip of each of our tots, just to so they weren't left out. Well, Murphy, he offered this soldier his tot to have a sip, and the soldier took it completely the wrong way, not knowing what the tot meant or what it was, and sucked the lot. Spud being without no tot. His face went white, I would say ashen, never spoke a word, and just stone melt the mess onto the upper deck. And he was pacing about like a man possessed. We then approached this soldier and said, what did you do that for? He said, do what? He said, well, you sup Spud's tot. He said, well, he gave me it. No, he said, he meant you to have a sip of his tot. Like this, we showed him then. It was full of remorse, but it was too late. Spud's tot had gone. So we brought Spud back down off the upper deck and we made him a tot up out of our own, which calmed the situation somewhat, but not enough for Spud ever to be friends with that chap again.
Was Spud fond of his tot?
He wasn't fond of it, he loved it.
Were there any untoward effects on the soldier?
Not really, no. He just thought it was a good thing. Till everything was explained to him.
What was Spud doing when he left the mess?
What was Spud doing? He just stormed out the mess. And remember, his dinner's on the table.